The world is falling. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. Last song was Spacebar by Yulele off of Birdhouse and Conduit. Before that, Waited Too Long by Thinking Fellers Union Local 282, whose name I love to say. That was off of The Funeral Pudding. Before that, Sacred and Profane by Mormon Toasterhead off of their album Freewheel. And then first of the hour was Countryside by the band Pal, as it appears in a compilation of their releases, Dancing / I Am Not a Burden / Peace and Love. First, to speak about the Yulele track, I was listening to that album earlier today, which is a nice kind of trip, let's say. And it's composed, seemingly lifted from his own domestic scenes. So Francis Lyons, I think I said that screwed up, the guy whose recording project is Yulele. That combined with songs built around images from like an estate sale or something like that. This all, there's quite a bit of material that came with like a physical purchase of this thing, some of which is like a card that contains a whole bunch of photos, and a note that some of this was inspired by, again, stuff that came from an estate sale. So that's kind of neat. Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I think it's, makes for a really, I don't know. If I talk now more thematically, let's say about those four songs in general, something about inexplicable joy, let's say, maybe that's sort of a rare thing for this show. But especially that Pal track, like first listening to that, it was, I don't know, just incredible for me. It just seemed, it was just so, and that's the first track off of that album as well, or rather off that compilation. And I don't know, it really, really struck me. And then you've got the Yulele song, and then, I mean, the Thinking Fellers and the Mormon Toasterhead are kind of a mix, but I still think they have this sort of, like, I don't want to just call it whimsy, but I think, like, this inexplicable motion and something to it. And it was, in fact, Mormon Toasterhead, when I first listened to them, I was trying to figure out what they reminded me of. There was something that was, like, stuck in my mind. Like, there's another band that I feel, you know, really has this sort of, again, motion to it. I don't know if that's really a good word to use for this or even what I'm trying to say, but it eventually, I realized, I think I had listened to, Admonishing the Bishops, an EP released by Thinking Fellers. And I realized that was almost exactly what, I had been thinking of when I first heard Mormon Toasterhead. And I don't know if there are probably other bands that fit in there. And I feel Pal has a lot of similarities as well. So, all of like the more delicate parts of Mormon Toasterhead really, I find like similarities in Pal to that, and I think that's really cool. These bands that I otherwise probably wouldn't have really associated with each other, and then it ends up with this, all these little connecting points between those and Thinking Fellers and then Yulele, and yeah, and I think that's like the inexplicability. Here we go, back to that word. That I guess kind of brought those together in my mind. And I mean, there are also just like genre-wise similarities, or, you know, the harmonies in some of Mormon Toasterhead songs and the harmonies in Pal. I mean, vocal harmonies. I think even maybe some of the synths that are occasionally used in Pal or whatever, similar to Mormon Toasterhead. So there are probably a lot of more concrete ones, but inexplicability, I guess. Something just like the feeling of all these songs really... I don't know, kind of happy to put that little bunch together there. Anyway, coming up next, stuff that's just more along the lines of indie rock. This one is going to be a song about, I'm going to guess, losing some data. This is going to be by the band Pax.
But no.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense. Last song, College Rock Song Number 1 by Knitting off of Some Kind of Heaven, before that In Situ by Wombo off of Slab EP. Breathing. Yeah, anyway. Jeez. Before that, 89 Days by Pax off of Melt the Honey. All of these bands are going to be playing at Tavern Tour, which here in Montreal is next month in February. Wombo is playing with Pool Girl and Ribbon Skirt at Sala Rosa, and then Pax is actually playing with Knitting and another band that I can't remember. And what's cool to note is that I met Knitting, like the whole band, like 2 years ago at a Tavern Tour show, so that's kind of neat. And College Rock Song Number 1, that aired on the show like a year and something ago, because they recorded a version, Knitting recorded a version at CJLO, so that's pretty neat. Anyway, going into the bedroom pop stuff kind of thing, so coming up.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, it won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Be kind because trying to hurt my feelings. Nature is coming. It's trying to hurt my feelings. Nature is coming. It's trying to hurt my feelings. Nature is coming.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Nature by Bluffing off of the Nature EP. Short three-song EP that, well, I'll save that. What am I doing? Breaking my routine. Anyway, song before that was by Animal Collective, technically. Penny Dreadfuls from a 1996 recording that they did when they were the band Automind. So I think these guys were like teenagers at the time. They recorded three other songs as that band that I forget the name of, but they released them as the Paddington Band EP, and it's actually terrific. And despite predating Duster, it sounds a lot like them. I think they cited influences like Pavement and something else that I don't remember. But anyway, I was pretty lucky to get a copy of that track from a guy who uploaded it to YouTube. I had known of the Paddington Band EP for a long time, and I'm also running ahead of myself again because I'm forgetting friggin' songs that I'm supposed to say. Anyway, terrific EP. They were very young when they made that. Very cool. Before that, two songs by Bug Davies. She's Up to No Good and Be Kind Demo. Those are both off of Horse. And now I've actually said all the songs, so I can carry on with whatever the hell I'm thinking. I guess I'll talk about the Horse release. I really like Be Kind. That's a nice one. I also like that on both ends of it. I mean, it's listed as a demo in parentheses. You can hear him talking about, you know, whatever notes and scale or whatever he's in playing the music. But on both ends, it's like kind of the demo-y nature of it. But in the middle, it feels like a very definitive song. I feel almost tricked. Like, if you listen to that sort of thing in the background, you don't notice that you're slowly lapsing into something that feels very fully formed and has a lot of character to it. And then, of course, right at the end, it lapses back out. So it's a neat song to to properly pay attention to. And I know I myself fall into the trap of, you know, listening to stuff as background music or just tuning in and out of, you know, than an album that I'm listening to. So yeah, it keeps you on your toes. Yeah, if I talk about Bluffing now, going back to them, that was an EP that they released actually a few days ago as of right now. So that's pretty cool. Not as exciting as their big EP that they released last year. Yeah, in the spring, I think. But still very cool. So it's good to know that they're still pushing out stuff. And Nature is a pretty sick track. And yeah, anyway, coming up is No Friends.
with locked doors. Biked by Andy on their front porch. Turned off my phone till I bored. Ignore. I go back to Kingston, Key, and see a different me. A park bench for or so. Someone I'd like to
trying not to go off.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song of the hour was Sam by Utah off of their album Reaper's Gain, before that King Keith by 22 Degree Halo off of their self-titled, and then before that Cold Inside by No Friends off of their self-titled, and this is now the more subdued part of the hour for me. Terrific song, Sam, and I really like that album as well. I only came across it last week, and I don't know how many times I've listened to it. Multiple times a day since I first found it. It was in fact recorded by Francis Lyons of Ulele. It's possible Will Kennedy of 22 Degree Halo did drums on it, but that's just a guess, because Will was credited as the drummer for the album Reaper's Gain. And all of these bands that I just played are from, like, New York. There's, or originally from New York, I guess, considering 22 Degree Halo is now in Philadelphia, or I don't know where its inception was, but, yeah, there's definitely something in the water over there at that time. And I was really surprised because that, album Reaper's Gain came out in 2018, so it felt like something that was, it should have been on my radar, but somehow I missed it, and, kind of continuing a point that I was making, perhaps an insipid point I was making last week about, you know, the sort of, what does it take for, to sort of connect to a song in a sense, or to pluck certain nerves. And there's really something of like a constellation of ideas, I feel, in Sam that I see. And yeah, it really struck me when I listened to that. And yeah, it's kind of incredible. It's been reminding me a lot of some stuff that happened years ago that I was similarly reminded of by an album that was in the playlist for last week. So it's interesting to see these sorts of intersections, and then also these incidental or coincidences, like things just overlapping, reminders of certain things slowly bubbling up. Anyway, I was reminded of a friend of mine who killed himself like 7 years ago, and that's been spinning around in my head. So anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good night, and enjoy yourselves.
No static. No static. No static. No static. Mondays. 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 Mondays, 6 to 8. 6 to 8. 6 to 8. 6 to 8 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m. Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m.
If you are a student who has experienced sexual violence or intimate partner violence, IPV, the Sexual Violence Prevention and Response Service, SVPRS, is here for you. We offer confidential, non-judgmental support to help you navigate your options and connect with the resources you want. We can help with accessing on- and off-campus supports, academic considerations, safety planning, and information on next steps or complaint processes. Looking for workshops or training on consent and sexual violence prevention? We offer those too. Whether you want to build awareness or learn how to support others, we've got programs for you. Have a look at our website by visiting www.queensu.ca/sexual-violence-support. Meeting with us won't trigger a complaint or an investigation. It's all about what you need. You can access our services at any point in your academic journey, and no referral is needed. To contact us, email bjl7@queensu.ca. An advisor will